Korban Pesach are kind of the two, you know, Isurei Doraisa that can actually sort of be in tension with each other. One of them we've discussed at length in the context of the Din Sreifa Miyad as opposed to Tuber Tsuraso, which is the Din of Nosar, Alos Asir Minu Ad Boker, Ba Nosar Minu Ad Boker, Ba Eish Tisrofu. So there is a halacha that obviously anything which is defined as basar is nosar, and nosar is metame. We'll talk about things that are basis ladavar also, normally a term that we use in Hilchos Shabbos, but how that's a din in Taros as well. So that's one din. But when it comes to the Korban Pesach, ironically, you know, sort of like at greater risk for that iser because of a separate din, which is unique to Korban Pesach, which is ve'etzem lo sishbaru bo. The Chizkuni explains again, I think I've mentioned the Chizkuni multiple times when it comes to Korban Pesach. The Chizkuni has a very consistent, very compelling point of view in general about Korban Pesach. So the Chizkuni writes that part of the Achilas Korban Pesach isn't just, as we know, Kederach HaMelachim, and therefore, you know, Tzliyesh, Rosh HaKirav, El Kirbo, to really stick it to the Egyptians and show how we're B'nai Chorin now. But even, you know, when Heseba obviously is a very clear manifestation of, you know, B'nai Chorin, but that this idea of Etzem Lotish Berubo is that it's a very, very graphic image. But if you think about it, people who are extremely hungry, people who have been starved, slaves, basically, the way that they'll eat is they'll try to extract every last calorie possible, right? So they'll break open the atzamos to eat the marrow, etc. So what we were trying to show is, you know, Atah b'nei chorin, and therefore the Torah, right, on the Doraisa level, this is part of the idea that the Rambam picked up on, of Chayav Adam Laharos is Atzmo ki'ilu hu yatzam im Mitzrayim, right? That there's a notion of Laharos, which was even present at that first Korban Pesach, and then becomes a din, the Dorei Doros. So that's really what we're going to talk about. So we have to define what is under the geder of basar, v'los asir minu ad boker, v'nosir minu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu, basar obviously, but what about things like gidin, atzamos, etc.? Then what is subject to the din of sreifa? If you don't have something which is chazi la'achilas, it doesn't have a chaloshein nosar, and therefore it's not going to be subject to the din of sreifa altogether. You just get rid of it entirely, and we're going to see, you know, how what we call the Shimush Nosar, the Basis Ladavar Asar, is part of this story as well. Okay, so with that, we'll be able to jump right in and to begin. Hey Zev, it's great to see you. So the Mishnah says, Hatzamos v'agidin v'anosar yisarfo v'shishasar. As we talked about yesterday, there's no din of Sreifas Kachim either on Shabbos or on Yontif. We'll talk about at the end today why that is. Asedo Chalos Asay, etc. There are questions about that. Chal Shivasar Lios, or Shishasar rather, Lios B'Shabbos, Yisarfu B'Shivasar, Lefishena Adoch and Lios HaShabbos, Lo Asay Yontif. So the din of the Mishnah is a very interesting din, that Atzamos and Gidin are considered to be B'Toras, a simple reading of the Mishnah. The chiddush is that atzamos and gidin are b'toras. Ilan?
That's it.
Yeah, right. It's a little strange, right? So we have to try to figure out. I thought it was only amidi dechazi la'achila that have a chaloshem nosar. So what exactly is going on here? So the Gemara says, Amar of Mari v'Ravulam Rav Yitzchak asamos kachim sheshimshu nosar, right? That they're the base, right? Es hakior v'es kano. Metaminis hadayim. Why? Because we know that nosar is metamies hayadayim, so therefore the basis is also metamies hayadayim. Oh, v'nase basis l'davar asar. Nemus ayli atzamos hagidin anosar. Yisarfu l'shivasar. Ani atzamos hechidami. What kind of bones are we talking about? Is that really a din of basar? Yilei medleiz b'lmoach. Lama bizreifa. Naj dinim. Just throw them in the garbage, right? They don't have any din of nosar. So when we talk about atzamos having a din of basar, right? Ilan, you were appropriately hesitant. You're like, how would that make any sense? But it's the moach, the marrow that's inside of them. Right? Because they are the base that could have the nosar within them. We should do Shavira Satsamos, obviously not on Lil Chamish Asar, we could break them open. V'necholtza l'moach didhu, we should extract the moach. The moach is definitely subject to the din of nosar. V'nisrfei, v'nashdinu l'didhu, and we can throw them out. Why, why do we have to burn the atzama? So Allah b'shmamina, shimosh nosar milsahi, that they take on a chalos in their own right, because of the fact that they have basar within them. So imri lo, li'olam emelachal shimosh nosar lav milsa, v'kasavar bo, v'kasher v'afilu b'pasol. When the Torah says ve'etzem lo sijbiru bo, so that's not only a din in kosher, that's even a din in pasul. Afilu b'pasul so kodai dechmatznan. Aval amosir b'tahor v'ashavar b'tamein ha'sovei kesar bo'im. Lo kasher kancha ha'isalo shasa kosher, kancha lo ha'isalo shasa kosher. So the Gemara says, as long as it had a shasa kosher, and there was at one point it was ra'oi, because let's say it had a basar on it, so even if now it's no sar, it's subject to the din of sreifa. So man tani d'shani leben shaisalo shasa kosher, velo shaisalo shasa kosher. Rabbi Yaakovi. Now we know who the tana is. The tani ve'etzem lo sishbiru bo the korban pesach bo v'kosher velo v'pasul. That's tana kamin. Rabbi Yaakov Omer haisalo shasa kosher v'nifsal yesh bo mishum mishivira so etzem. Lo haisa lo shasa kosher ein bo mishum shiviras etzem. So the entire strategy of cracking open the bones to extract the moach and to burn that midin nosar is not going to work because this still went through a shasa kosher. And once it went through a shasa kosher, so you cannot practice this strategy of Shiviras Atzamos. It's interesting. The Balei Atosos raises a suggestion called Gumrasa, which is basically the Talmudic equivalent of laparoscopic surgery. Extracting the moach without really making an incision, without making Shiviras Atzamos. When you take a look over Atosos, Bo Bekasher Avila Besol, Velo Tiksha Viyotzi, right? If there's a future surgeon amongst us, right? You'll love this Tosos. So, yeah, why do you have to do Shiviras Atzamos to get out the moach, right? You just need to be a little bit of a a qualified surgeon, minimally invasive surgery, like the commercials you hear on the radio, right? Shorten the recovery time. It's good for everybody. No scarring. So, Nobody's really going to do it. It's a tricha milsa. You have to do a whole separate fellowship in laparoscopic procedures. Who's going to go through all of that? They're just going to do it the old-fashioned way. Okay, so the Balei Atosos did consider the idea that even if you hold there's a din of shvirat tzasamos, once something is nosar, and it's way past his man, of achilas korban pesach, heim l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Kiva, we're talking about, a day and a half later, nonetheless, shaisalo shasa kosher, it's subject to the din of shvirat tzasamos. Shimon omer echad zeh Ein bo mishum shaviras ha'etzem. He says, no, I don't buy it. Ha'isalo ha'shasa kosher. Lo'isalo shasa kosher. There's no din of shaviras ha'etzem anymore once you get past the original phase of achilas korban pesach. Mesri kol atzamos ha'gotchim ein tunin sreifa chutz mi'atzamos ha'pesach mibnei'at ha'kala. So there's a daya that all other atzamos ha'gotchim, they don't require sreifa. We just get rid of them. But the atzamos ha'pesach, we have to be very concerned about that. What's the takala? Again, the takala is no sar. But when it comes to all other korbanos, we could crack them open, at the time before they became no sar. So, that's why we have to talk about sreifa, because there's a din of dosar. So, if it's a basis, l'davar asur, so to speak, why shouldn't it apply to shar korbanos? They've already been opened. This is exactly how we remarked him. The yesh b'hem mishvur asa'etzem, because we have to be concerned. There's an isad araisa b'etzem lozish b'rubo. So we're always concerned that there's going to be moach inside, because how are you going to extract it otherwise? Right? You're not allowed to crack it open to eat it. You're not allowed to do this, as Tosa says, this laparoscopic procedure. So what are you going to do with these atzamos? They have basar inside. So there's a chashash takal, so you have to burn them. Levasid have no sarhu the chalcino baham lushimish no sir bawa srefa. Sir Zura Marhacha Mayaskinan Kigon Shemitzan Siburin Umehen Chalutzin at Atmos Kach and Demishum Shmurasa etzem Lhua Vachalitz Lahuva Achilhu Velo Bay Srefa Atmos Pasach the Ishum Mishum Shmurasa etzem Dilma Hani de Chalcinu Lahanachlo Chalcinu Ubay Srefa. So one possibility is the Gemara says it's really in terms of establishing a chazaka. That if you have Sharaz Vachim and you only have, let's say, hard evidence about a percentage of them, so you're allowed to assume that that's the case of the ones that are on the bottom of the pile. But when it comes to the Atzmos HaPesach, so each and every one requires its own verification, because the default assumption, the Chazaka, is that these are not going to be broken because of the Issa Deraisa of the Atzem Losish Berubo. And once you're dealing with the Moach inside, so then you already have the chashash nosar to worry about. Lo sosir menu ad boker, ha nosir menu ad boker, bo eish tisrof. For Amar of Yehuda Marav, kol hagidin basar chutz mi gidei tzavar. The gidei tzavar, you can feel it for yourselves. So those are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechachmaso bitunaso, haraba, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our necks to have the strongest sinews in the body, because we wanted to keep our heads attached to the rest of our body. So that makes a lot of sense, right? If you think about it, that's a very important goal, right? It's one thing for a person to, dislocate their shoulder, dislocate, like Yaakov Avinu, we'll talk about the Gid Hanash in a second, but you really don't want a dislocated head. Okay, that's not a correctable scenario. So the Gidei Hatzav are like eights. So that's exactly what the Gemara says, that Gidin in general can be conceptualized as Basar. We'll see Tosus in a second, a very fascinating Tosus. Tosus says, Yesh V'yesh. You have to really think about that question. It's Linyan Basar maybe for X, but not for Y. But not for Gidei Hatzav. Okay, so it's not Samos HaGidin HaNos, so you start with a bit. Shisha sar hani gidin hechidami ilim agide basar nechlinhu. So just eat them with the rest of the basar. Vidi susar hanu no sar, so burn it. Alapshita gide tzavar. So we're dealing with the gide tzavar. So what is the status? I amar vishlama basar ninu into the achiba yisrefa as standard no sar. Eli amar la basar ninu lamalu srefa. So if it's no chaloshem no sar, just get rid of it. Nishdinu. What do we say? The only thing that requires srefa is nosar. The only thing which is called nosar is something that could have and should have been eaten. If it's not considered a midi dechazila achila, so there's nothing to talk about in terms of a chaloshem nosar. There's nothing to talk about in terms of a chaloshem nosar. Why would there be a din srefa altogether? So we have to change it up. We're talking about the Gid Hanash, but leave the Rav Yehuda Tani, Rav Yehuda Omer. Eino no gela ba'achas v'adas machra shal yamin. We should assume that it's the more chashiv one, which is always shal yamin. But the question is that a betorah is vada or a betorah is sofik. So the Gemara says, "Oh, tivshot disvukim esap kolei Rav Yehuda dimiv shepshiti lei hoi de teira neichle disira nishdei." So the Gemara says, if it was really betorah is vadai, so the other one, right, you could just eat. It's a davar heter, right? It's not like gidei tzavar. It's perfectly girach and edible. And the one which is aser, so it doesn't have a status of nosar because you couldn't have eaten it. It's lo chazi la'achila. It's aser. So if it's not nosar, then you don't have to do srefa. So you should just throw it in the garbage. We talked all day yesterday about how the entire concept of srefa is that something can't go from being kadshim to nothing. It's when you fail to bring kachim to its natural goal, to its natural outlet, so that has to go up in flames. We even talked about yesterday that there's a chiyav to be mevayish somebody for that. Hein l'inin ha-kohen, hein l'inin ha-gavra. Right? So, why not just throw it out? So, the Gemara is assuming here, can't really be that it was Torah's vaday, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If it was Torah's vaday, we would have a much easier solution. So Tisha, this will give me Sabi Rabbi Yehuda di Mivshit Pash Pshitalei. Hoi de Terenech, Levisir Nishdei, Lam Le Shreifa. Amar Vika Bachina Kigoncha Kigon shehokru ulevasof nis arvu. So you could say, you know, maybe it really is b'toras vaday, but you mixed up the right one with the left one. Right? Rashi points out, not that you don't know right from left. He says, we should assume people can tell right from left. Maybe not everybody, but at least most people. So what happened was it just got mixed up together. You're not mixed up about what is right versus left. Okay, just to be clear about that. So Rashi Amar Lo Nitzrich Halal Elo L'Shmanu D'Gid Hanasha D'Tanya Shmanu Mutar V'Yisrael Kedoshim Heim V'Noagin Bo Isser. So the Gid itself is Aser, but the Shomen HaGid, right, there's certain kinds of fats or surrounding which are fundamentally permissible, but, you know, Asu Siag LaTorah and Yisrael Kedoshim, right, Kedoshim to you, Prushim, right, Kadesh Atzmechav Matulcha, the Ramban would like this line, right, so Yisrael Kedoshim, we don't want to go anywhere near the Isser, so we're very careful. So he says that's what we're talking about. Tanya Shamanu Mutar Yisrael Kedoshim, Vinogin Bo Isser. So since it's fundamentally edible, so then it takes on a chalos shem nosar, and therefore, once it has a chalos shem nosar, it will require a din of sreifa. Okay, very good. Ravina Amar bechitzon under Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel beiz gidin hein pnimi asam chatzim also that's an ister aisa v'chayav in a love. Chitzon hasamach lebasar aser, that's dinder abanan, ve'en chayavin olav. So again, midaraisa, the external gid, so there's a ligament which is on top of the inner ligament. The inner ligament, that's the iser daraisa. Asher al kaf hayareich, okay? But there's an outer gid, which is muter midaraisa. Lefikach, there is chaloshem basar. Lefikach, there is a chi of sreifa. Why didn't you eat it? Because it's an iser derabanan. So what's the nafkamina between the last two approaches that we saw? Approach of Ravashi and the approach of Ravina, right? Ravina and Rashi, right? You know, sofa ra. So Ravashi basically says it's betoras minag. Right? And Ravina says it's b'tar sisa derabanan. Okay. So I mentioned that there was something I wanted to point out in Tosos. So if you take a look at top Tosos on page, Iyamar to Bishlam ha-basar ninu ve'en la-hakshar si basar ninu lechlinu d'lav basar gamahur she'i taimam kitam basar mi ulinin sreifa ba'i le'meymar d'lehavi basar. So, really important when we talk about, you know, this is at the stage of the Gemara before we got to Gid Hanasha, we're talking about the Gidei Tzavar. So the Havamin in the Gemara, Yamar Basar Ninhu, was not that you would actually have eaten it, but that would still have a Chalos Shem Basar, Bechavtsa, right, for purposes of Sreifas Nosar, which is really interesting. So the Sofek in Tosfos is getting at, is do we define Basar vis-a-vis the Gavra? Is somebody going to eat this and treat it as meat? Or do we define Basar as something which is bechavtza defined as basar, and therefore is subject to the din of sreif. Ultimately, the Gemara concluded that the Gidei Tzavar were just not, filu bechavtza. But we've seen this so many different times, right? Isuri achila versus machalos asuros, and the Gavra din bechavtza, especially Barakol Shah. So again, you have this, arrow in your quiver, you can use it all over Shas. So that's exactly the Safek in Tosos. Nobody really thought that a Gavra would treat this as basar. And then, you know, obvious nafkamina, like the nidarim. You know, b'nidarim hochem achar lashon b'nei adam. You know, the people really consider this meat. I'm not going to eat basar, probably wouldn't be chal on something like this, right? Because just because in theory it could be subject to the din of sreifas nosar, doesn't mean that anybody really relates to it as basar. All right, two dots. So chal shisha asar lios b'shabes v'amai nesi asay, the asay here being V'anosar menu ad boker ba'ish tisrofi v'yidchu lo sase. The lo sase of kol melacha sabo de lo sasu. It's an iser lav, right? It's not an iser kares. It's not the Yom Kippur. It's not an iser skila. So it's not unreasonable. So there are 4 days in the Gemara. So Amr chizgi v'chein tanu v'chizgi Amr kora lo sase menu ad boker anosar menu ad boker ba'ish tisrofu. Ein tamadam ad boker matamadam ad boker litin lo boker sheni lisrefa aso. So basically two ways of understanding this line of the Gemara. Either the Gemara is saying something, you know, sort of technical, which is that No, you don't need to rely on ase de chalos ase, because that's a last resort principle. And after all, here, all you have to do is just wait for the second opportunity to burn it. It's not even like tashlumin. Remember, we talked about the chagiga, right? Is it tashlumin de rishon? We're saying, no, there's just two equally good opportunities to do it. So the first one coincides with Shabbos, so the second one is the one that you should choose. Or the Gemara is saying something really, you know, much more interesting. And the Gemara isn't just saying, okay, you have two co-equal dates. Los tesir menu ad boker, venos tesir menu ad boker, but eish tisrofu is litain boker sheni. It's almost like the Torah is performing the functioning, the function of the Rabbana. That basically the Torah says, no, of course, los tesir menu ad boker, venos tesir menu ad boker, but eish tisrofu really means that you should have burnt it on Yantif. But once you see that he anosenes, that the Torah itself had this very wordy formulation, noser minu ad boker, but ish tisrofu, what you see is the Torah told you the general klal of ase do chalos ase, for whatever reason, is not going to apply here. Okay? So it's like the Torah itself created a carve out and said, with respect to this issue of straight vas nosar, we don't want you to do that on yantif itself. Okay, so that's approach number one. Litain boker sheni disrei faso. Abaya amar kra, olas shabbos bishabato. Right? That when it comes to Yantif or Shabbos, right, they are the dominant features of time. And the fact of the matter is that we can't bring a Korban Chol on Shabbos. And Kal v'chomer, as all the Rishonim point out, that if we can't bring a Korban Chol on Shabbos, so Kol Shekein, we can't do Sreifas nosar of a Korban Chol on Shabbos. And Korban Pesach is fundamentally a Korban of a Yom Chol. Why? Because it's not a Korban of Yantif. It's a Korban of Erev Yantif. Right? Chag HaPasach is the 14th. Now, it's true, it's associated with the Nisr Melacha, but there's no Kedusha Sayom. So the Gemara here relates to it as a Korban of Chol. The Zrikas Hadam happened, you know, Bein Harabayim. So it's interesting, not everybody, that should be the simple answer, right? How can you have a Korban of Chol that we're attending to, you know, its Sreifa on Yantif? I think it's a really interesting question. So maybe part of the answer could be, as we've said all along, that when it comes to the Korban Pesach, we're really not so interested, like we are in the rest of Korbanos, in the Shechita or in the Zrika. We're maybe mostly even interested in the Achila. So the Achila happens on Yantif. Okay, something for you guys to think about. Rav Amar Kra, hu levado yasa lecham hu velo machshirav, levado velo mila shelo bizmano abo amikal vachomer. So here we have machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel, how to interpret this mila shelo bizmano abo amikal vachomer. Rabbeinu Chananel says a very simple pshat, but a very good kal vachomer. He says mila is chamor, right? So you would think that mila, shenechretu ala shlosh esrei brisos, mila is fundamentally docha Shabbos, vayom hashmini yimol besar laso. So it's a big chiddush to say that mila shelo bizmana is not docha Shabbos, right? Harei lo nitl Moshe Rabbeinu afilu sha'achas. And that sounds like, you know, he delayed. And, you know, and it was legitimate to delay, but asak be'iske malon tchila. So it's a huge chiddush to say with davar achamor, shenichotu Allah yud gimel brisos, that it's not going to be docha Shabbos shelo bizmana. So that we could say then a kal vachomer, if that's not docha Shabbos, so we don't think sreifas nosar is that big a deal. It's a mitzvah saseh. Hanosar minu ad boker ba'esh tisrofu, but it's not a mitzvah saseh sheyesh bokares. It's not a mitzvah saseh shenichrusu ala yud gimel brisos, right? So that's where Rabbeinu Chananel interprets. It's quoted by the Baalei Tosfos. They have a critique of that. But Rashi says a very... kind of a little bit of a convoluted shot here, but Rashi doesn't like that idea. So he says the following. He works in Tzaras, of all things. So, right, person who's a mitzvah is so it's going to be docha avoda. Avoda docha shabbos, and generally speaking, avoda is docha shabbos. Mila shelo bizmana docha osa. Afilu b'makom baharis yakutz berata, right? Ase dochalos ase, right? That's the classic case, is baharis b'makom mila. Fine. Shabbos, shenidches m'nei avoda, right? Avoda, the korban tamid, ola Shabbos, is all docha Shabbos. Right? So certainly Mila should be Docha that, if it's Docha Tsaras, and Tsaras is Docha Voda, Vasakro, Miata. Okay, so and the Torah tells us that nonetheless it's not going to be Docha. The Kevin the Shalobis Mana, he could go and Gershon is Gary, Katish Nesa, Nenas, Aviv, Avriz Mana, right? Nashu Yelamachar, we'll wait till Sunday. We got a Srefa, Spsul Kachem Nami, Kemila Shalobis Mana, the Afshar the Shiyu Adami. Okay. So Rashi is a very lengthy approach of saying if we're basically willing to put off Mila, Shalob is Mana, and Mila is Docha Tsaras, and Tsaras is Docha everything. It's Docha Voda, which is Docha Shabbos. So Tsaras is like the most chumra thing in the world, and Mila, Shalob is Mana, is Docha, you know, the Baharas. Baharas Mako Mila, right? He Shamar Venega Tsaras, Ishmar Vod Lasos is a low sase. The Mitzvah sase of Mila is Docha Afila Shalob is Mana. So, Mila, if it can't be Docha Shabbos, it should have been based on a Kal V'Chomer from Tsaras. So if Mila Shelo B'Zmana isn't, then the opposite, when it comes to no Sarif is for a short trip. So Ravashi gives a fourth pshat. Ravashi Amar Shabbason D'Yamtif Asehu V'Ein Asei Docha Lo Sa'asei V'Asei. Okay, Rashi says, "Mashma shvus v'have le'yamtif asei v'lo sasei." So yamtif has a dual character to it, right? You can say an asei is docha alo sasei, but it's not a docha alo sasei v'asei. And the reason is, as the Ramban explains very famously, right? Zem, it's one of your father's favorite Rambans in the entire world, right? That the whole idea. The Rambam actually says it as well. Just getting credit for it. But the Rambam says in his Perush Mishnah, in Perkei Avos, in the Mishnah of Antignos Yishsocho, that we should be like Avadim, that are Mishamshin Esarav, either Shalo Almanas Lekabel Pras, or Almanas Shalo Lekabel Pras, which is my favorite Girsa, right? That we should do a Davka so that we don't get a reward, like the Vilna Gaon. So the Rambam says, oh, that's Avas Hashem. Uli Olam Temor Hashemayim Aleichem, oh, that's Yiras Hashem. So then the Rambam goes on to say, and if you want to know that Avas Hashem, why is Avas Hashem so important? It's true, it's a mitzvah. But he says, Avas Hashem is really important in terms of mitzvah sasei, and Yiras Hashem is very important in terms of mitzvah lo sasei. If you really have Yiras Hashem, then you're not going to violate Averos. So Rama doesn't quote it, but he could have quoted a pasuk in Parsha Shmos. How do I know this is true? It says a Mefurish pasuk. It's also a Svara, but V'atirena ha-miyado seso elokim v'lo asu kasher divir lehem melech mitzrayim v'techayena sayiladim. The pshad is that they were nachrios, so there's the lineser of shvichos damim. So why didn't they do it? He for sure was going to kill them. It was a nace that he didn't kill them. But the Ramban says it was literally a nace. But they said, V'atirena ha-miyado seso elokim, that they weren't allowed to do things that are immoral, because kiam mishpal elokim. So in any event, once you say that it's based on Avas Hashem being Docha Yiras Hashem, so to speak, right? Asei Docha Los Asei. That's the great Ramban's contribution, but it's already, as I'm showing you, implicit in the idea of the Rambam. So the Ramban is just the one that connects it to the halacha of Asei Docha Los Asei. So that obviously isn't going to work if the Los Asei has an Asei associated with it, because how could you have Ava be Docha Ava? So Los Asir Menu Ad Boker is a Los Asei. Yamtif is Komalacha Savoda Losasu, it's also Yelacham Shabbason. So that's a mitzvah sase as well. So in Ase Docha Losase Vase. So to summarize, there are four different perspectives. Losusir Minuad Boker, Nosir Minuad Boker by Eish Tisrov, there's a Tarad of Echizkiya. The way that we like to interpret it is not just that there are two co-equal times of doing the mitzvah sase, but the Torah told you you have to choose the second one. Right, that this is going to be a rule-breaking phenomenon. The second one is, look, this isn't the karban of Shabbos or Yontif. This is a karban of the Chol, right? The Avodah Sadam happened on Chol, and you can never do that on Yontif. So maybe everybody doesn't hold of that day because the Achila Sakarban is Bedavka on Yontif, right? It's not like a regular karban where the Achila can start immediately after the Avodah Sadam, which is the Matir, but here, V'achlu Asah Basar B'layla Zeh, you have to wait for nighttime. So that was the second approach. The third approach is whatever the Kal V'Chomer is for Mila Shelo B'Zmana, either the simple approach like Rabbeinu Chananel, which is to say it's a Mitzvah says, say, Chamura, and Gemel Brisos, and if that's not going to be Docha Shabbos, Shalom Bismana, so certainly Nosar is not of that much significance. Rashi says a very fancy pshat about Mila being Docha Tzaras, and Tzaras is Docha everything in the world, Avoda and Shabbos. So if Mila Shalom Bismana, which is Docha Tzaras, it should have been Docha Shabbos from Kal V'chomer, and it's not, so certainly when it comes to Nosar. And then finally, in Ase Docha, Los Ase Ve'ase. So the basic theme of today's daf, again, we talked about two Isurei Daraisa by the Karban Pesach, Los Ase Menu Ad Boker, Nosar Menu Ad Boker Ba'esh Tisrofu, the Chi of Srefas Nosar, which is basically Basar. It includes Gidim, it includes Atzamos, because Atzamos are a basis. They contain the Moach within them. It's true you could have extracted it in other ways, but the Balei Tosfos say maybe it's not so practical, maybe not everybody is going to do that. In terms of the Gidim, there are Gidim Yesh Vayesh, Gidei Tzav are not, Gid Hanasha we talked about, is something which is Lo Chazi L'Achila, but the bottom line is that anything which is Chazi L'Achila is going to have a Chalos Shem Nosar. Anything with a Chalos Shem Nosar, anything that has that status is subject to the din of Srefa. So if it's not considered basar, if it's just, you know, empty atzamos that have no moach, if it's a gid, which is ke'etz, so nijde, you could just throw it out. So the din of srefa is reserved for something where there was a bittel, a failure to capitalize on something's status as kachem. We saw the perspective in Tosfos, and even according to the Manda Amar, that the gidei tzavar have the chalos shem basar, that's just mitzad hachefza. That's not midin agavra, that agavra would relate to it as a basar. It doesn't have the tam basar that anybody would naturally look at. Okay, very good. So we'll hold. Oh, Ilan, go ahead.
If I remember correctly, Rabbo is the one who says, in ase docha los ase shabbat mikdash.
Yeah.
Why doesn't he give that answer here? Why does he have to give the fancy answer with Mila Shalom Bismana?
Right, so the question is, what would the parameters of Mikdash be? Would you extend it to just the Srefas Nosar? You know, that presumably wouldn't be a din in the Mikdash. I mean, it originated in the Mikdash. So I think that's, you know, that's probably why you would need something else here. Okay.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, guys, so I'll pick it up there tomorrow.